Welcome to Hustle and Faith. I'm your host, Tasha Johnson. Are you auditing your life? When you heard the title to today's episode, I'm sure you were thinking, huh? Don't worry, it'll make sense. I recently went back to visit my alma mater, DePaul University in Chicago. Now, I could visualize myself running back and forth between the various buildings like it was yesterday. I remember the very first time I met with my guidance counselor, and they told me that I had the option to audit any courses that weren't in my major, nor courses that I would later need to take for credit in order to obtain my degree. Now, I'm being completely honest, I had no idea what it meant to audit a course. In case you've never heard that term before, auditing a course means that you pay to attend the class, receive the documentation, expand your knowledge about the subject without having to take any tests, but you're not going to receive a grade. So you're essentially receiving an education without the hassle, and I'm using air quotes, of demonstrating what you learned. Now, I've never audited a class. To each its own, but auditing a class never made sense to me. If you already pay for the class, the books, the software, why wouldn't you take the test so you could receive a grade? To me, that's like a whole lot of effort without receiving a reward. So we can easily see why it wouldn't make sense to audit a course, yet many people don't realize that they're auditing their spiritual lives. So many of us, myself included, are diligent about acquiring knowledge, taking notes, listening to podcasts, yet we never take the test to apply what we've learned. Then we have the audacity to get mad at God for not blessing us. We can't treat our lives like a dress rehearsal. The show has already begun regardless of whether you choose to take the stage. So you might as well share your talent with the rest of us. Now I realize that this is easier said than done, but I feel that people choose to audit their lives due to the following reasons. Fear. When you audit a class, you're gaining information, but you don't have to apply the information you acquire by taking the tests, the quizzes, or participating in any of the class activities. Same thing in life. So many of us allow fear to get in the way because we're so afraid of making a mistake that we suffer from analysis paralysis. We continuously gather information because it makes us feel good. We feel like we're going places, but in reality, we're really not. We're stalling. At some point in time, you will need to make a decision. Circumstances are going to arise that will force you to put the knowledge you acquired into action or risk letting the circumstances dictate the outcome for you. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm too much of a control freak to allow the latter to happen. Laziness. Many people choose to become complacent because their mentality is that they don't have to take a test, so it really doesn't matter whether I actually use this information. This is a ridiculous mindset to possess. Every day we are faced with numerous thoughts and voices that are battling for us to adopt their beliefs. We have to be like the Bereans in Acts 17:11 and read the Bible to see what people are telling us is true. We can't just go by our feelings. We have to go by what is written and then adjust our attitude. So many people want to take a shortcut and just believe their professor, their family, and friends without investigating the advice that they're dishing out. Now, even though they may have the best intention, the advice that your professor, family, and friends provide can be wrong. However, it's not their fault should you choose to go along with it, because it's your job to ensure that the advice that they're giving you actually applies to your situation. You have access to inside knowledge that you may or may not have chosen to share with these folks that you're seeking advice from. So regardless, you better take the time to investigate whatever advice you choose to take, because you're the one that will have to live with the consequences. And last but not least, being well-rounded. Some people love acquiring information just to have it. Have you ever heard of the term professional student? These are people who continuously go to school in order to avoid getting a real job. I believe much of this can be attributed to laziness, but there are some people who thoroughly enjoy the school environment. It feels safe. They have no desire to actually go out into the real world to test the theories that they've learned. However, this type of mentality will eventually hurt you. What good does it do you to be the jack of all trades and master of none? You have to have a balance. find a skill or trade that brings you the most joy in life. Find a job that enables you to fund your life so you can do that particular skill or trade. Note that I didn't say to find a job that you love, because many times our jobs and the destiny that God has in store for us are oftentimes two different things. I know it is for me. So my 9-to-5 job, guys, is in marketing. Now, don't get me wrong, I love it, but guess what? I love doing voiceover work, creating content like website copy, pitches, blog posts, teaching small business owners how to promote their own business, teaching English online, and starting in January, teaching Zumba, even more than my 9-to-5 marketing job. So now, if you're going to continuously acquire information about topics and skills that don't even interest you, what good is that going to do for you in the future? Having information in your back pocket so you can bust it out does you good if you're going on Jeopardy, but not in real life, guys. These are three reasons why I feel that many people are auditing their lives. If one or more of these reasons resonate with you, think of God as your guidance counselor. If you're still alive, then you can easily go to him and let him know that you're done auditing your life. You're ready to put forth the effort so you can pass life's test with flying colors. Thanks so much for listening to today's podcast. I would love to hear your thoughts. If you're listening to this podcast using Anchor, you have the ability to call in and share them with us. If you've enjoyed listening to the Hustle and Faith content as much as I have enjoyed creating it, please consider becoming a supporter by donating any amount you feel compelled to give to help offset the cost of producing this show. Don't forget to share this message, and remember, if you're everything to everyone, then you risk being no one. You never know who you may inspire. See you in the next episode.
Hey, Tasha, this is Larry over 5-Minute Inspirations. Just wanted to let you know you're doing a great job. I'm really being blessed and encouraged when I listen to your content. It really inspires me. And I'm going to do a Tasha marathon coming up here soon because I'm a little behind on some of your podcasts that you've put out, and I want to hear all of them. But yeah, great job today. I just really was blessed. You talked about auditing, and I love how you tied that auditing a class in college, which I actually also thought, that don't make no sense. You're going through all the trouble that everybody else going through, but you ain't getting no benefit from it. That's how I looked at it anyway. You know, how you tie auditing a class to how many people choose to audit their lives. Learning, 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 but never, for whatever reason, being willing to apply what they've learned. And a lot of times it is out of fear. So thank you. Great job. God bless you. Keep doing what you're doing, okay? I paused during the last few seconds of my first message because I had another thought, but I was looking at the clock and saying, I don't have time to share this thought at all. But anyway, the thought was this. I appreciate how you talked about how you don't necessarily go around telling people, yeah, do what you love, do what you love. No, I forget how you said it, but you were basically talking about do the thing that will enable you to do what you're called to do or what your passion is. I think that is key, you know. And just drawing that distinction, because I don't think a lot of times we do that. We think that, okay, well, we need to do what we love. And sometimes doing what we love will not necessarily give us the financial strength to be able to really pursue what's in our heart to do, even that thing that we love. Well, you said it a whole lot better than I said it, but I just wanted to let you know that I got it. I got it. I got it. And it's very good truth that you brought out there. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed week, okay? We'll see you now. Bye-bye.
Hey, Larry, thank you so much for your words of encouragement. I truly do appreciate it, and I apologize for the delay in responding to you. I'm just now seeing your message, so again, sorry about that. And again, I truly do appreciate your words of encouragement, and I'm glad that you liked the whole auditing your life analogy. It's been something that's been on my mind for a while, and I truly, truly do appreciate the fact that you called in particular about that episode, because that was one that I really have been thinking about for a while, and I was truly hoping that it made sense too. So thank you for confirming that for me. I really do appreciate it. And again, thank you so much for the amazing content that you produce. I actually went on a little binge of your podcast not too long ago, maybe a day or so ago, because I needed to catch up as well. So thanks so much. And I hope you have an amazing week ahead. Take care. Bye.